period of things.
I thought about that, and that would be a good idea, actually. But then again, the people that come and get their stuff, you know, they kind of want to come whenever, and I don't know how that would work. You know, you give everybody a key, then the security fence ain't much good, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
My personal use of storage is there's a keypad on a gate. Only people that are in. Everything inside is still locked up in their own storage, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But what George's talking about, like out where we are, boat trailers. They're lining boat trailers up by the dozens.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to pay for inside storage.
Right.
They just don't want to have to drag it somewhere.
But you can have a fenced area and then have a keypad to roll the gate. I would be amenable to an outside storage if it was fenced. You know, I wouldn't think you have to just start spotting trailers around every which way. But if you had a fenced area, that's
doable.
Yeah, and like Tom talked about, just a keypad, or you can give them a code. When they're gone, you can delete their code.
Oh, okay, everybody has an individual code.
Uh-huh.
I understand. I wasn't real clear on that.
Yeah, everybody can get their own code.
Sure.
And then when they quit paying rent, you can do that and you take their code out. Whether they took the trailer out or not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever we need to do, Scott, do we need to make a motion to include that in it or what?
If you make a motion to approve, you could add that as an added use because we have the use under the staff report of what he's requesting, and if you approve his request, I would do it with the added outdoor storage in your motion.
I'll make a motion to approve this request, including in addition to fenced outside storage, fenced gated outside storage.
Got a motion on the floor, or is there a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I do have a little bit of information to talk with them. So on your RV sites, I know that we talked about water and wastewater, and I don't think we've got back and fully. I don't feel like. Were you going to put water to each site?
Not at this time.
Okay.
I figured you come in primitive, if it's a tent or an RV,
right.
They'll be self-contained.
Okay.
At this time. In the future, if this goes good, mm-hmm. If we do it at all, then I will be talking with you on, because we did talk a little bit about
sewer. Yeah, just so you know, there's that number 7. So your deer processing would be 1, because I know you'll have water there. And
yep.
If you do the 6 sites, that's 7. Now the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, Charles Harwood, he has to be involved with the permitting. It'll still probably be Taney County Environmental Services until it gets to 3,000 gallons per day, which is a lot. But he has to review the site, work with John Suti on exactly. I just want to remind you that when you get into the water, you be prepared to get a hold of the DNR. They're going to need a little bit more information. But then he and John work together on what you can and can't do, and then you have some choices and present those to John. But it's that number 7.
Okay.
So if you just do the deer processing, you'll just meet with Mr. Suti at such time. But once you get water going to these, you will have to do something with wastewater. But that's your choice. There's a lot of places that just have you haul it and dump it. Okay, sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, thanks. That's good information. So we've got the motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All for? None against?
6. Okay. Marla will generate a decision of record in the next few days and mail you a copy. And then make arrangements with you to come into the office and sign it and then take that original to be recorded. And she's real good at working with the applicants. I'm following through with that. So.
Okay. Now, you got a vote on this, I trust, now, or?
Nope, they just did.
We just did.
6-0, okay. You're approved.
But what I'm wondering is when can I start the prep work?
Well, you can start the prep work. Now, if you're going to clear more than an acre, we'll have to get a land disturbance permit. But if you're just working on a building site, you can start working on it. I would get my commercial building permit pretty quick so we can look at it. Presley can go down and check your setbacks. And once you get that commercial building permit through our office, you can start construction of whatever building you have under that permit.
You understand that where that whiteout is in the corner, there is a lot of small cedar in there, and I do have to remove them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're all good?
We're good.
You did say one thing, Senator Bob. You thought your property, your building setback was 50 feet from a line fence?
On Highway 125.
Pardon?
On Highway 125.
Right. It's from your, you just need to find your property pin, property line. Fence may or may not be
in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Presley and I come in. When you make application, we come down and we look for factors. We'll get the road right-of-way width there, and there's a lot of different factors. Sometimes the fence is right on. Sometimes it's 5 feet off.
Is usually the property line so many feet from the center of the highway?
In theory, it should be, but it's not always.
It's theory.
Good choice.
I'm not from Missouri, where I come from. That's the way a lot of it went.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well.
Okay.
Okay, you're
Marlon
all set.
We'll be in contact.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
So next we've got the proposed barbecue food truck located at 450 Morning Glory Road.
This is case number 21004, Bee's Knees Barbecue Food Truck. William Rollins is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for a proposed barbecue food truck to be located at 450 Morning Glory Road, Rockaway Beach. The applicant's plan is to have a food truck barbecue place. It will be family-oriented establishment with fair prices and views of the nature around. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 140 feet by 90. It is the east half of lots 12 and 13 located in Venice on the Lake, Rolling Hills subdivision. There are no existing buildings on the property. Subject property will be served by a community well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. This project received a total score of 3 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So I'll zoom out. Here's our subject property, and it is the east half of lots 12 and 13. So this is where 170 Forsyth's right here, and as you go out Forsyth 176, that goes down Cedar Point Hill, and then this is what I call the Red Rock Road right here, Sundown Lane. It comes out on 160. So to get to the lot, you take Sundown Lane north, left on Lavender, I believe, and then Morning Glory Road's here, and it's just straight into the parcel. That I would have your applicant expand on that, and I'll bring up the PowerPoint. I can go through it now if you want, or
Why don't we go ahead and do that?
Okay.
Let's give that a shot.
So the Taney County Planning Commission would approve permit number 21004. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two, compliance letter from Central Taney County Fire Protection District, if applicable. All other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. For example, the Health Department will need to inspect this. 3, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 4, commercial building permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And 5, the decision record shall be filed with Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So, this lot has a fairly good slope, so I went ahead and put the terrain on, and the slope gets really steep once it goes off of the east half. It goes to the west half of lots 12 and 13. Some photos, just looking straight into the lot. And you can see where the road comes in. I'm probably standing right in here. So there's a lot to the left and the right from this photo. Of course, there's a lot of high lines and electric poles and guy wires to the south side of the lot. This is looking, here you can see Lavender, so you know where you're at. The lot line is down in here somewhere. We're looking straight south on Morning Glory, and then I turn straight around and just look straight north. Here's the overhead drawing that was presented with the application. I haven't got to talk to the applicant, but the sign and everything, nothing can be done on the right-of-way, so the sign will have to set back on the property. It'll be an on-premise sign. He won't require a permit, but it'll have to set off of the road right-of-way. And then all parking, Presley told me that he's got some parking plan to present to you, but parking would have to be off the right-of-way. With that, I would let the applicant come up and explain more.
You ready to come up?
Yes, sir. A little nervous, but...
Good evening.
I'm a little nervous, but...
You'll do fine. What your name is?
William Rollins.
Okay. And can you just really give your vision of what you're wanting to pursue here?
Yeah. So I'm sure the vision will look a lot better in that drawing. So... I plan to put a food truck, and then I want to put a couple patios on the side, like one to the right, and then one through the back of it, to where it'd be like a good spot for like nature. People can like enjoy themselves and have like some RV hanging lights and fair prices, maybe some music on the patio or something.
What do you have planned for your parking?
Well, I just... I'm not really good with like emails or anything like that, and I just seen that, and I could probably push the drawing over to the left if that would be possible, and then I could make the parking to the right hand side of it.
Do you want to go up there and show us
like
sort of what you're thinking about?
I don't really know how far over I can have this. I don't know because there's power lines or whatnot, but I mean it'll be a mobile food truck, but I can park it, I can hook up to it or move it or whatever. And I don't know how far over I could go that way, but I could have a truck right here and have it parking to the side on the property.
So we'll have you get with the company that owns the easement under those power lines. Somewhere there's a invisible easement that they want to regulate,
right.
And you'll need to find out whose line that is, and they'll tell you just right where you can go.
Right. And then I had this will be like bathrooms for it. And I don't have to have two patios because I can just have a decent sized patio, but I wanted something that like welcomes people to the food truck, to it, maybe like a down slope with some steps, and then it has a menu of the food truck and all that. And it's something I've always thought about doing, and I'm like,
Personally, I love the concept. It just seems like that's a tough site to do that on. Just with the elevation drop and being in a... Is the thought that being in the residential subdivision area that will be your customer, will be the people that live in that area, or where will the consumers come from?
Well, I mean, I plan on advertising it to where I can get, you know, people even outside the neighborhood.
Yeah.